Hello, everyone. I am also here today to talk about the economic impacts of this proposed project, not only for the city of Franklin, but for the state of New Hampshire. And it's a great time to talk about economic impacts of a multi-million dollar project, taxable project, when right now we can't pick up a paper or turn on the news without hearing about the economic hardships and struggles each community is facing across the state. Not to mention the struggles the state itself is facing. Each day we are hearing about budget cuts, downshifts, layoffs, shortages in revenue, and communities are not doing necessary projects in their communities simply because we can't afford to do it and people are losing their jobs. Did you know right here in Franklin, which was once a vibrant mill town, over half of our students are eligible for free or reduced lunch? Over half. That's one out of every two children in this community is living at poverty or below poverty. That's our reality. The city of Franklin has an overall tax base, as you heard from the mayor, of just over $563 million. This project would add an approximate $250 million to the tax base. That's almost half of our current taxable value, and it would result in over $4 million of new revenue to the city of Franklin each year. But it doesn't stop there. The estimated tax benefits are not only for Franklin, but several other towns and cities across New Hampshire as well as the statewide education funding system. At a time when funding education for children across New Hampshire is becoming more and more difficult, this project would generate over $7.2 million a year directly to the state of New Hampshire funding system. Several of our counties would also benefit from this project. Tax revenue without impacting local services. Oftentimes, when a project comes to your town, there's a tax revenue, but there's an offsetting impact to the municipality. Once the lines and the facilities are in place, there's really no additional impact for services in your community. I've heard testimony the last couple months that mention a concern about lowered assessed values in communities due to installation of the transmission lines. Unless you are taking buildable property off the tax roll, the impact is negligible. Most of this proposed project is being located in existing right-of-way where utility poles are already in existence. Property with existing utility poles are often given a 10% adjustment to their land portion only of their assessed value. They are already being discounted for those utility poles that are present. And jobs. We all know this is a time when we need jobs. And I've also heard in testimony that there's a concern that they're only temporary jobs. Well, I have to say, I'll take a temporary job over no job. And one of the things that's often overlooked is the economic spinoff that with these jobs come people. This project would bring workers to all of our towns across the state of New Hampshire for approximately 3 years. These people need lunch. They need a place to do a little shopping, maybe pick up some milk on their way home. It's a temporary boost to our local businesses, and it is just what we need. And I see I'm wrapping up, so I will wrap up. But I just want to say that in reality, we all use our cell phones, but we don't necessarily want a cell phone tower in our community. But one can't function without the other. And at a time when we all want to reduce our carbon footprint and have affordable energy to run our homes, we have to figure out a way to get from point A to point B. This project is vital to not only the city of Franklin, but to the state of New Hampshire.